Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, August 17th, 2026. The locally produced home improvement show, Hot and Cold with Tom Gosi, has been on TV and or radio for decades. If you've listened to the radio broadcast on another station, you may be wondering why Hot and Cold seemed to suddenly disappear recently. Hot and Cold has moved to a new platform, and Tom Gosi has a new project in the works.
Morning, Amy. I'm Tom Gosi, and for folks who don't know who I am, I've done a radio show for 37 years called Hot and Cold, WVOM. Before it was even a political programming schedule, we were doing local stuff. Unfortunately, what's happened at VOM is all the local programming, except for the weekday morning show, which is political, is gone now. They took off all the weekend programs, which were not political, and replaced them with political stuff. So that left me after 37 years thinking, what do I do? Fortunately, we have a presence on YouTube and kind of are figuring out how to do live broadcast on YouTube. So we started last weekend, live broadcast on YouTube. Our channel on YouTube is Hot and Cold Television, because we've been putting TV shows up for years. And now we're doing live about an hour program. We have the luxury of show and tell because it's a video podcast, and we're able to show folks the things that we've talked about for years at the same setting. And at some point, we're not ready yet, but hopefully in the next week or two, we'll be taking phone calls. We do get messaging online, but I just want folks to know that we're still around. You can't get rid of me that quick. And hopefully we'll do it for a while. And it's fun because we get to show you how to do things, how to make mistakes, how to come out of the mistakes. And it's usually not the end of the world. We haven't ended the world yet. And that's pretty much what we do, is just to make things easier, have people understand they can save energy. They don't necessarily need to break the bank. And we talk about home improvements, energy. We talk about cars because we do Priuses. And of course, we have to talk about banjos. So that's what we got going on Saturday morning.
All right. And you started out on TV, didn't you? I think I remember seeing you on TV in the early 90s, maybe.
Yeah. After we started the radio show, about a year or so later, we were doing an old lumber baron house in Bangor. And I said, you know what? This would be perfect. Well, this past January, I bought another old house in Stockton Springs from 1860 that needs everything. I'm appreciating my age is a little different now than it was 30 some years ago, but it's still fun. As a matter of fact, it's probably more fun in some ways because, you know, we're getting to fix all the things I got messed up and we can show you.
And so people can find that at Hot and Cold Television on YouTube, and you're live at what time if people want to catch you live and maybe be in the show notes?
8 a.m. Saturday morning. And of course, it'll be online after that.
Do you have a website or anything if people want to reach out and get in touch, or should they just reach you?
Yeah, well, my email is tom@hotandcold.tv, hot and cold all spelled out, and website is hotandcold.tv.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. You take care.
That was Tom Gosi, Hot and Cold Television on YouTube. And as a reminder, as we reported last week, Maine Congresswoman Shelley Pingree and others, including other members of Congress, are holding a shadow hearing today on the killing of Johann Sebastian Duran Guerrero by ICE last month in Biddeford. It's scheduled to start at 11 o'clock this morning at Biddeford High School, and it's open to the public if you happen to be down that way. It will also be streamed on Pingree's YouTube channel, which is Congresswoman Pingree. I'll post both of those direct links for Hot and Cold Television and for Congresswoman Pingree on the archives of today's program at weru.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.